They're the original Patriot Preparedness Company, and they're serving millions of American families. Now you can order the 4-week food kit for 25% off the regular price. You get breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. In other words, you'll be well-fed while others are standing in food lines. To get 25% discount on a 4-week food kit, go to preparewithkirk.com. Your order will ship quickly and arrive discreetly at your door if you act now. I'm really into this stuff, and you guys should be too. Visit preparewithkirk.com, preparewithkirk.com. If you're one of the many parents who are thinking about homeschooling your children this year, you need to check out Acellus Power Homeschooling at powerhomeschool.org. Power Homeschool is the official program offered by Acellus for parents homeschooling their children. It keeps parents in control of their children's education by offering online courses right in your home. Taught by some of America's greatest teachers, it is a way to keep your students learning at grade level. Parents are reporting that it is especially effective for struggling students and students with learning disabilities. If you're going to homeschool, you should be responsible to get your students to spend time studying every day. But with Acellus Power Homeschool, they can get quality education studying at home. Check out Acellus Power Homeschool at powerhomeschool.org. Your affordable homeschooling solution. Tell them Charlie sent you. A lot of people are going to be educating at home. I highly recommend powerhomeschool.org.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, discount tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road, properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith. New York's Assembly will suspend its impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo once he steps down.
Speaker Carl Hastie said in a statement that the Assembly Judiciary Committee had heard from its lawyers that it can impeach and remove an elected official no longer in office. Andrew Cuomo, who wanted a 14-day transition period, announced his resignation this past Tuesday over sexual harassment allegations, which he has denied. Some members of the Judiciary Committee said they wanted the group to at least release a report of their findings to the public. It wasn't immediately known if that will happen. I'm Shelley Adler.
There are continued worries this evening about the worsening situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban have taken control of the southern half of the country and are advancing on the capital of Kabul. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Afghan forces must step up.
We will do what we can from the air, but they have the advantage. They have greater numbers. They have an air force. They have modern weaponry. It's indigenous forces that can make the difference on the ground.
The blitz through the Taliban's heartlands, the insurgents now hold half of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals and control more than 2/3 of the country. A federal judge is refusing landlords' request to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though she ruled that the freeze is illegal. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich says her hands are tied by an appellate ruling from the last time courts considered the evictions moratorium in the spring. Alabama landlords who are challenging the moratorium are likely to appeal her Friday ruling. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P advanced 11, oil down 65 cents to $68.44 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. they pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our DinoVite onto the food, then squirting the Lika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
DinoVite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A Las Vegas woman was last night's big winner in week 6 of the Vax Nevada Days. Jennifer Y won the $50,000 cash prize. Michaela B from Reno won the $50,000 college savings plan. Vax Nevada Days winners are announced every Thursday through August 26th, when the winner of the $1 million grand prize will be announced. All vaccinated Nevadans are automatically entered into that raffle. St. Rose Dominican Hospitals is the first hospital group in Southern Nevada to require all employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Effective November 1st, company officials say the requirement will apply to all employees and extend to doctors and hospital privileges and volunteers. No word yet if any other hospital group plans to follow the lead of St. Rose Dominican. Come October 1st, concert giant AEG says ticket holders will need to be vaccinated or they won't be able to attend any shows in the venues that the company owns and operates across the country. The company operates the theater at Resorts World. That's where Celine opens in November, and Virgin Hotels in Las Vegas.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Only two lanes available as you work your way through the 515 both directions. That is between Main Street and Eastern, so do expect delays through that corridor. Also, slow flows on the 15. That's mainly between Tropicana and Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday, August 13th. It's Friday the 13th, folks. Be careful out there. I'm serious. Friday the 13th. Great to have you with us for this week-ending show. One of the things we do on this program on Friday, it's something that no other show in probably in America does. We actually celebrate what I like to call the best day of the week. Here it is. Buckle up.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. You know it's Friday. Great to have you with us. And also great to have the Regional Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, Keith Skipper, joining us. He is at the RNC's summer meetings in Nashville, Tennessee, my old stomping ground, the country music capital of the free world, and it's a great place to be. Keith, how long have you been there?
Well, thanks for having me, Kevin. I have been here since Tuesday, and I am actually standing outside the Nashville airport, going to get on a flight back to Vegas here tonight. It's been a great week, though. I think everybody's leaving really fired up. So it's been a lot of business and, you know, looking forward to chatting about it.
I know that the midterms are coming up, and while it seems a long ways off, it is right on top of us from a political standpoint. What is the mood at the RNC going into these midterms with so much that's at stake?
Oh, I mean, everyone I talk to, and, you know, I'm the Regional Communications Director for the West, but now I got to see people from all across the country, not only in the 50 states, but also our territories have Republican parties that are represented at the RNC, and every single person I talk to is fired up. They feel what we have been talking about, which is that there is true momentum on the ground, that people are not happy with the direction of this country, and they're just ready to get to work. And I think what was so exciting about this particular meeting is not only are we talking about how we're going to take back the House and Senate this year, but we had to take major steps towards the 2024 election, which, you know, we may be 3 years away, but, you know, those campaigns are going to get started up here soon. So we had to put together our rules. We had to create a presidential nominating workforce group, which I'm excited to say that Chairman Michael McDonald, our chairman in Nevada, was appointed to, and also the site selection committee for the convention, because it's time to go. People, I think the idea of getting rid of Joe Biden and taking back the House and Senate in the near future got people real ready to work and excited to go home and start doing what we got to do to make it happen.
I know these were working sessions, but I'm curious, did any presidential wannabes show up?
I could say that we had a great speaker in the Attorney General from Kentucky. He spoke at our lunch yesterday. He's a fantastic speaker. He's got a great story. He's clearly got a bright future. I'm not sure if president is in the near future is in the cards or in his plans. But, you know, we had him we were able to meet with Governor Bill Lee and Senators Blackburn and Hagerty from Tennessee as well at the governor's mansion a couple nights ago. So we heard everything from what's going right in Tennessee at the local level and the state level to what our Republicans are doing in Congress to hold folks accountable and what the Attorney General from Kentucky is doing and holding, the president and his administration accountable. So we heard from a lot of different folks.
One thing that I'll bet you guys talked about, and that was the Biden open borders crisis that is turning into a national security crisis. Can you talk a little bit about what you heard there and what you know about what's going on along our southern border?
Yeah, I mean, we heard from the Texas delegation, the Forest and Arizona delegation, just the horror stories that they're hearing from these border communities and, of course, just the states as a whole. It's truly a tragedy what's happening, and especially when you look at as Democrat governors such as ours are reinstituting mandates and control over our lives because of the virus. You know, you have, I think I saw a stat today about, you know, up to 40% possibly of the migrants coming over the border are infected with COVID, and they're going into these communities. And so, what is going on in the border is obviously top of mind for the Republican Party. You know, I don't know if you saw today, but Governor Ducey in Arizona called for Secretary Mayorkas to step down and resign because of just how terrible this whole thing has gone on. And you know, this is going to be a top issue in the 22 midterm.
No
matter how much the Dems try to ignore it, they can't ignore it.
Did the thing in McAllen, Texas, come up where they have been forced to set up emergency tent shelters to deal with this influx? The numbers are just gargantuan. The amount of people that are coming through the border in July versus June versus March. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on in McAllen, Texas?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, I think like 200,000, over 200,000, I think, last month. They're setting monthly records, and they're so overpopulated with folks coming across that they had to set up these tents. Some of our members have visited, I know some of them have gone to McAllen, others have gone to some other areas. And what they say is happening is just, it's despicable that the media has just ignored it completely, the mainstream media, that is. And they aren't talking about the condition in which these border towns are in right now. And, you know, we're going to be actually opening up our first Hispanic engagement office next week, in Laredo, Texas. And I think what you're going to see is we're going to be doing a lot of stuff down on the border to really bring attention to it, because there's no end in sight. Even Mayorkas was caught on a live mic today discussing that this is simply unsustainable. But yet, you know, he's supposed to be in charge of it, but he's not doing anything, even though he recognizes there's a problem. That seems to indicate that that's coming straight from the president himself, that they just don't want to address this problem.
Well, and the vice president supposedly is the point person, the person in charge of this illegal immigration effort, and nothing's happening on her watch, is it?
Yeah, no. It took months and months of pressure of asking her, as the border czar, are you going to go down to the border? And she ended up doing a quick little drop in so she could check a box and get a little photo op in, and she hasn't done anything.
That is incredible. And when you talk to, for instance, the NGOs down along our border, their resources are now at maximum capacity. They got no room for anybody.
No. And like we just talked about, I mean, it's not slowing down. It's still ramping up. It's terrifying to think about that we are seeing more come in month after month than the previous month, and it's just setting more and more records. I can see why the secretary thinks that this is unsustainable, because it is. And, you know, until the Biden administration and the border czar, Kamala Harris, take it serious, these communities are going to continue to be under this crisis. And that's why I think, you know, that's why I personally fully support Doug Ducey releasing a statement today saying there has to be accountability here, because nobody's doing their job.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Again, Keith Skipper's joining us, the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director for the West Region. Did the new census numbers come up at all during the meetings? Because what we're seeing is that Nevada, that the Hispanics are fueling huge growth within our state. And that begs the question, are we doing enough with Hispanic outreach in our party?
Well, it is certainly growing, and the census data obviously was a big topic of conversation, particularly as we spoke about redistricting. You know, what the president, I think, showed in both his 2016 and 2020 campaigns is that Republicans can effectively speak to the Hispanic community. And what we saw was, in the results, were that the president made inroads and increased his share of the Hispanic vote. I believe getting the most of any Republican candidate. And we are growing on that success. And that success includes building what we, or not build, but putting what we call community centers in their communities. Last year we had a Hispanic engagement office that was called the Latino Trump office, in East Las Vegas. And we already announced that we're going to be opening these offices earlier than ever. And we're doing it in the APA, the Asian Pacific American community, the Black community and the Hispanic community. And we've opened up an Asian office, an Asian community center in California already. We've done a Black community center in Cleveland. We're doing a Hispanic community center in Texas next week. And I believe in about a month, we're going to open one up in Vegas for the Hispanic community. And that is just bringing folks in, educating them on what Republicans stand for, what our values are, what we're doing for the community, and recruiting people from within the community who can then go into their neighborhoods and talk to their friends, talk to their family about what it means to be a Republican. And it really boils down to the days of just dropping into a community at the last minute are long gone. We've realized, especially under the direction of the president, you have to be in the communities, talking to the communities year-round. You have to show that you care. And the last thing you, the last way you possibly prove that is by coming in at the last minute and saying, hey, give us your vote. So we're going to be working really hard, and we're going to be working to increase the Republican share even more as in the next few election cycles, to not only elect a new governor next year, but, you know, deliver Nevada for the Republican nominee in 2024.
And am I right on this, Keith, that essentially folks of color, Latinos, African Americans, Asian Americans, etc., they want the same things that the rest of us want. They want freedom. They want liberty. They want to be able to live their life. Am I right?
Absolutely. Especially with the threat of socialism is a threat that the Hispanic community takes very seriously. You got to remember, I mean, it's not just Mexico, I think, is what people commonly kind of think about it. It's when it comes to folks like immigrants here, it's Cuba, which has been just ransacked by communism and socialist policies. It's Venezuela. It's a lot of Central American countries where these people left because of the fact that they were so restricted in their freedom that they saw a country in America that would let them, allow them to thrive. And that is, those are Republican values. When I was in California opening up our APA office, what they were all talking about were, you know, they're very entrepreneurial in the community. And what, you know, Governor Newsom, what he did with his restrictions and keeping these business owners closed for so long is what is driving the increase in participation in politics for that community, because they don't want anybody messing with their business. And they're going to be a potent force when that recall election happens next month. So these communities are with us on the values. We just have to go and communicate those in the community. And we need to recruit people from within that community to help us communicate that with people that they trust.
Yeah, the messaging is going to be so important. Let me just ask you, any talk of what's going on out in the People's Republic of California, September 14th, the recall election of Gavin Newsom, and who might succeed him?
Well, I mean, so obviously, there was an attempt to consider an endorsement by the California Republican Party. They chose, you know what, we're going to be more unified if we don't pick favorites. But we're not going to pick a favorite in this race. We're going to let these candidates battle it out. But at the end of the day, you know, that is an important question that needs to be answered. But that question cannot be answered if the first question on the ballot isn't approved, which is, should we remove Governor Newsom from office? And you can look at every public poll after public poll is showing that Governor Newsom is losing his support, that this is a race that is going to be very close. Privately, when you talk to folks on the ground, they're saying they see the same thing, and it's not surprising. You're talking about a state where, the COVID mandate just crushed businesses. I mean, they have one of the highest unemployment rates in the country because of it. He kept schools closed longer than anybody. You've got now wildfires that are just, they have the second largest wildfire in the state's history that's burning. And it's simply because Democrats have mismanaged their forests. The Newsom regime has been a disaster. Chairwoman Jessica Patterson from the California Republican Party likes to say that he's the worst governor in California history, and I think she's exactly right.
Wow.
So I think this is going to be a very crazy, great race. You can actually sign up to volunteer, make calls from your home in Nevada. If you go to GOP.com, you can click on volunteer there. Make sure that you can make a note that you want to do it in California. And we can set you up to make those calls. Because this is going to take a nationwide effort to send a message that these crazy leftist policies are failing constituencies. And we're not going to let that happen. We have a remedy here. We're going to remove Governor Newsom next month.
Hey, Keith, I don't want to make you late for your flight. I want to make sure you get back to Nevada. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
There you go. Keith Skipper joining us, the RNC, the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Coach Pete knows that 3 initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us,